And I'd like to hear your thoughts on where you think the field is going, but more specifically, you just mentioned something that I've heard other people say as one of their concerns, that they feel that, well, mediation still does a world of good, but they're afraid that in certain places it's beginning to become so commercialized, and that there are so many policies and procedures around it that it's almost turning into an arbitration type of a forum. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Do you have any of those same concerns? If not, fantastic. What are some of your other concerns?
Yeah. Sounds more like therapy. I'm scheduled to give a talk at the end of the month up in Seattle for the Northwest Dispute Resolution Association. They have their wonderful annual conference. This year happens to be their 25th anniversary, and I'm privileged to speak on several topics, one of which is sort of the changing mediation table, looking back 25 years and what it looks like today. And in the context of thinking through that, those comments, which are still sort of formulating in my mind, I've been giving some thought to this question, where are we today and what does it mean in terms of where we're headed? There is a danger, clearly. In the danger that I see in the United States is that one, mediation becomes the exclusive province of the legal system. And with it, this is maybe too harsh a word, but it's the first one that comes to mind, almost a bastardization of the process itself. As we get away from the reasons why this was developed in the first place, and not to sort of repeat myself, but truly, when I thought about this process and dispute resolution from a psychological perspective now over 30 years ago, really formed this process on the basis of the core concept of an interest-based dialogue and one that included people in its self-determination process. And now what I see, 30 years later, is this process that has been certainly co-opted by lawyers to a large degree. I use this word cautiously, but sometimes corrupted, to a point where it becomes just simply a vehicle for, a resolution without attendance to, all of the other issues that we as mediators so often, hold in equal value as the end result itself, repairing relationships, trying to address the issues at core levels and all the things that you teach. And so, my hope is that, because I think the momentum that commercial mediation has created, while helpful and valuable and prosperous, at a lot of different levels, should not be the end of the conversation. It should be the beginning. And my hope is that we can expand these lessons into a broader society. And I'll give you one example. 5 years ago, with a friend of mine, Mario Patera, who's a psychotherapist from Austria, who I teach with every year, he and I and his wife, Ulrike Gamm, who's an organizational development specialist, we taught at Stanford University Hospital, and we taught mediation competency, not to lawyers, not to the legal department, not to teach them how to resolve litigated disputes, but really both to understand from a self-reflective standpoint how conflict originates and how they as individuals deal with conflict, and then more broadly, how they deal with conflict within the workplace so that, they can triage their own conflict with peers and workmates and others in the workplace. And so disputes don't rise to the level where lawyers are needed and courts are accessed. And so, as one example, and there's 100 other examples of intervention points in society where mediation skill development, mediation competency skills can be helpful. And our online mediation course, just one of the unpredictable but really rewarding moments is when we get a course taken by a bank administrator or an HR specialist in the bank in Saudi Arabia or
Yeah.
somebody in the military who's just wants more education on conflict resolution, and that those kinds of moments are those sort of pebbles in the pond that we hope will spread over time, so that and university work, I could go on, teaching schools, not just professional schools, but all schools, teaching students about dispute resolution techniques. I won't feel we've succeeded until we've taken these lessons of the past 30 years and really brought them to a much broader societal contemplation. And that's true not just in the United States, but as we write mediation implementation plans for the Republic of Georgia, which I was doing last weekend, or we continue our work with India and other countries, I'm really trying from the beginning to help broaden their focus, so they don't view this as just a tool for lawyers or the province of lawyers as the only ones who can mediate, but they open their eyes to the really full potential of the process itself.
Right.